Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at
WGN. 6:38, and it's time to check in with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, I've been looking forward to this all weekend because I have so many questions. Are you ready for us?
I am ready, Bob.
We all have a lot of questions. Let's begin with the positivity rate. And I mentioned a little while ago that it's under 12% now, which is good. It's not going up anymore, at least for now. Does that positivity rate indicate the percentage of the population that's contagious? Is that what it is?
No, the only way that would occur, that statement to be true, is we would have to test everyone. So I want to make sure everyone doesn't have this false sense of security or this false sense of positivity right now that we're seeing this drop. And we're seeing a drop right now this week. It's very interesting because a lot of people who are asymptomatic are getting tested because of they want to have that test so now they can make a decision on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a little actually concerned about the number dropping down. We're afraid that too many people are going to say, oh, I got tested, I'm negative, I can now travel or I can now do something. But the positivity rate is just the number of tests that test positive divided by the number of total tests completed. We have to understand that there are more people normally during the weeks that would be getting tested with symptoms, so we're finding a higher number than those asymptomatic ones that are still out there. So although it's great we're seeing it go down, we're not sure whether it's a false sense of security because we have so many people. You've seen the pictures of everybody trying to get tested this week of Thanksgiving so that they can make a decision on how this celebrate on Thursday.
Right. I'm so glad you cleared that up. A lot of people also wondering about if they are exposed to somebody who has the virus, how soon might they be contagious, assuming they get the virus?
Yeah, so that question was asked in the very correct way. How soon might they be contagious? Because some people want to say, how soon will I get the virus and how soon will I get symptoms? But we know a large portion are going to be asymptomatic but still be able to spread it. So the incubation period is about 2 to 5 days. So within 2 to 5 days, you are going to have the virus. Now, whether or not you're going to get symptoms, you won't know for the next 10 to 14 days. Some people get symptoms and get them very severe and end up in the hospital. Others will get mild symptoms, and others will get moderate symptoms. But there's still that large portion that 2 to 5 days after being exposed will be asymptomatic positive spreaders, and those are the ones we're concerned about.
Could you test negative but still be contagious at that time you're testing negative?
Sure. You know, the test, every test is not 100% accurate, so certainly we have false negative tests. Then we have some false positive tests. We have more false negatives probably than we do the other way. In other words, I test negative when I'm actually truly positive. And the reason we have more of those is because of a couple things. One is the collection. You know, we may have whoever's doing the collection has to make sure they're collecting it well. And then again, the handling of the specimen. So we have more chance for a false negative than we do for a false positive.
Let me run this by you. Do I have this right? Did I hear Dr. Fauci or the CDC or somebody say this, that the only people you should get together with for Thanksgiving to be safe are people who have been living inside your home for 14 days? Is that accurate?
Yeah. So what Fauci is saying is, you know who your pod is. You know how you protected your pod. And those are the individuals that you should be with this Thanksgiving. Bringing outside people, now you have no clue what their exposures were for the past 14 days, and it increases your risk dramatically for whoever you're going to be exposed to during that time.
I was talking about this earlier. Tell me what you think of this idea, and maybe we should all push this, because the forecast for Thursday here, high of 53. Now, the low is going to be 39, so in the middle of the day, it won't be bad. Why not just, if you can, if you have a garage, get the car out of there and have your Thanksgiving in the garage, or try to go in front of your house or in the backyard or on the back porch? Wouldn't that be a lot safer?
100%. So those individuals are still, you know, bound and determined to get family together. 53 degrees, a couple things. Like you just said, the garage, clean it up. Have some fun. Do it in the backyard. Or if not, at least open your doors and windows and turn on ceiling fans so you have a lot more air circulation in your house. houses are built different than, let's say, hospitals. You know, we want to turn over air quickly. Houses are the exact opposite, right? They're going to keep it closed in as much as they can. The filters are nowhere near what our filter capabilities are in the hospital. So the air is not as obviously as ideal. So if we can have the doors open, the air circulating, or being outside, that would be the best.
And then if you're outside, obviously when you're eating, you have to have your mask off. But if you're outside, would you be comfortable having your mask off while you're outside through the whole get-together?
Yeah, you know, if you're 6 to 8, 10 feet apart outside, you know, that's pretty good. Think about that's what we're doing right now in restaurants outside with the tents. We know that the air will dilute it fairly quickly as long as there's a nice breeze. You know, the chance of you infecting somebody is pretty slim, but as long as you are spaced. So you got to make sure that you're spaced properly. Just because you're outside, if you get 3 feet away from somebody and talk loudly, chances are you're going to expose them or be exposed.
Do we know yet if you can get this virus twice?
Well, there have been a couple of cases where people have gotten the virus twice. That being said, there's a very promising study that came out last week out of La Jolla, at the Immunology Institute in La Jolla, that says, hey, you know what? We're looking at these people now. We've been looking at it for 8 months. And boy, these T cells, which is something we haven't talked about, are declining very slowly, which would mean, boy, if we have T cell responses, and I'll explain that in just a sec, then we might be getting some long-term immunity for those individuals who have been exposed and had the illness and have recovered.
Hmm. Interesting. And we're talking with the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Kevin Most. By the way, Dr. Most, we were talking earlier about the methods we use here on the morning crew when we have to touch elevator buttons and so forth. Do we know anything more about contaminated surfaces other than the fact that this virus is spread primarily through droplets in the air?
No, you hit it right on the head. We know that it can still live on surfaces. It can still live on items. So, you know, that's the importance of washing your hands. But really, if you look at the spread, it's almost exclusively, over 95% of them is droplets from the air when you're close to someone who has been infected.
Let's talk about immunity. How long does immunity last once a person recovers from this virus?
Yeah, so this is the fascinating thing. You know, we really don't know, right? We've only had the illness around now for, what, we're going on 9 months, I guess, coming up on 10 months. So when we talk about immunity, if you remember, we talked about the antibody test. And the antibody test, what that is we look for two types of antibodies. IgM antibodies, that means the infection is recent. And matter of fact, you're probably still infected because those are the ones that are made first. And then IgG antibodies, meaning, yeah, you still have some antibodies here. You were infected earlier on and didn't know that. Probably the thing that people need to understand is we talk about antibodies, where do they come from? And they come from two cells. They come from T cells and B cells. And those are the cells that make our antibodies. So what we're finding right now is we're having researchers looking not for the IgM or IgG levels. What we're looking now to say, are there T cells and B cells out there, mainly T cells, that are still able to identify and see coronavirus in those who are infected? And what we're seeing is those individuals are having those T cells still be present. To put it in perspective, we all know that SARS, which was a novel coronavirus from years ago, we know that people now that they're still following 17 years later still have T cells. Hmm. So that's very promising when we compare these two viruses.
What's an antigen?
I hope that wasn't too confusing.
No, I was just thinking, thank goodness we post all of this on our website because it's so much good information and it is hard to digest. And I'm going to go on our WGNRadio.com site later and listen to this again so I can kind of stop it and start it again. And by the way, anybody who wants to do that, we post these interviews after the show. And if you go to WGNRadio.com/Surratt, you'll find our show page and you can click on, among other things, our conversation with Dr. Most. What's an antigen test and who should get that?
Right. So antigen tests, Bob, are what all these people are in line waiting for, right? So the antigen means something foreign. We are testing for the virus itself when we do an antigen test. When we draw your blood, we are looking for the antibodies. So those are the two different types of tests, antigen tests, antibody tests. So the nasal swabs, the nasopharyngeal swabs, the saliva tests, those are all antigen tests looking for the virus itself versus the antibody test looking for the body's response to being infected by the virus.
Gotcha. We hear a lot about older people being more vulnerable to serious cases of coronavirus. What age are we really talking about? 65, 70? What's old?
No, you're spot on there. When we look at this, and this is something that people need to know, even when they're getting their influenza vaccination. You know, now that we have the high dose influenza vaccination, where do we start giving that? Over the age of 65. Now, it's interesting. Men's immune system actually starts declining in their early 60s, generally speaking, taking the whole population, 60, 62, 64. We see a bigger decline in men than we do in women. Women's immune system actually lasts a little bit longer, actually goes before it starts declining almost till the age of 70. Hmm. So it's interesting there, and you know, whether you think of Darwinism or however you want to think about it, whether women take better care of their bodies than men do, but we actually use the basic number of 65, for that is when you're going to start to see your immune system for the general population, and that's when you should get the high-dose vaccine, and that's also when you should start be doing all these things that we've been talking about, taking your vitamin D, making sure you have vitamin C, getting your rest, doing everything you can personally to prop up your immune system.
Women are more evolved than we men, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's the way it is. What about testing now? If you don't have symptoms, you're not coughing, you don't have a sore throat, and you want to get tested around here, is it still hard to get a test? Do you have to wait in long lines? Is it very expensive? What would you suggest?
Yeah, there's no cost, so it's not that, you know, especially at the state-run sites. The other sites that you go to, whether it's Walgreens, CVS, or any of the hospitals, will charge, you know, will take your insurance. But the lines are very long this week just for what we're talking about. You know, there's obviously been a lot more press about this, and a lot of people are trying to figure out what am I going to do for the holidays. So, yeah, I would say know where your testing sites are and make sure that you get there really early, because if you come in the middle of the day, one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to run out of their tests, which happens every single day, or you're going to be at the end of a very long line.
We got a couple of texts with this same question. Folks who have had the virus or know someone who's had the virus a month ago and they tested positive, and they want to know if it's safe to then have them over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you do all the other things, it's not like they're actively ill. As long as their symptoms have been pretty much gone, the chance of them still being contagious is extremely low. I mean, we look at this virus living in people, you know, 14 days. Now, other people, obviously, those that get ill, it's going to persist longer. But someone who's had a routine infection and has gotten over it, certainly if it's been a month, then you should be safe. But I'd still do all the precautions of distancing and masking.
Here's a good text. Bob in Rockford, our daughter went to the Packer game indoors at Indy. Should she come here for Thanksgiving?
Well, if you watch that game at all, it's not like the stands were, you know, packed. Mm-hmm. So people actually physically distanced pretty well. But I guess I would say if she's a Packer fan, why would you want her at Thanksgiving dinner anyway?
That's the best advice from Dr. Most we've heard in a long,
especially
long time.
Especially this week.
That's right. Well, Doc, I hope you have a great, I call it Zoom giving this year.
Absolutely. I hope everyone does. You know, we still have a lot to be thankful for this year, and I hope everyone takes the opportunity to share it with their families and with their friends. So stay safe, everybody. And next week, Bob, we're going to have some really good news on more vaccines. So that should make people really look forward to what we have ahead of us.
Yeah. Amen. Thanks, Doc. You stay healthy.
You got it, you guys. Take care.
Talk to you next week.
Go Wildcats.
There you go.
Yeah, they're going good.